great display by the lads there today. I suppose that early start, I think it was 2-6, 2-7 to no score, you know, once she started well, it was the real bedrock for this win.
It was indeed, you know, it's something we've been looking at all year, that maybe we weren't getting out of the blocks quick enough, we weren't really playing their potential, but today, you know, the boys were hungry and they wanted the performance, they knew that they made a good Tyrone side, you know, from the start, and that's what we did, you know, so, no, it's a great start for us, you know, and it meant then we just had to match them score for score, and thankfully that leg had never laid down anywhere during the game.
The goals were well taken as well.
Aye, like they're sharpest on this team, you know, and there's players there of a standing that can take them scores. You know, Stephen Glessie had a couple, he's always good inside, and Davin Flannery, we know Davin's capable of, you know. Now we took our scores well, and we took them the right times, and to be honest, it was a full performance for the whole duration of the game now.
You mentioned Davin Flynn, 2-8 from play. It's a Tipperary man who slotted quite well into the setup, you know, and it was a good overall team display as well. All of his scores came from play, but there was good ball coming into him also.
Like, we know what Davin's capable of, and we know the asset that he is, and we as a team, I suppose, we use him well, we utilise him well, and when you have a man scoring 2-8, and that sort of score in every game, you know you have to use him, and Davin's well able to take it on, and some of his scores today were fantastic, and for ourselves, like, he's a serious outlet.
Silverware is always important, of course, but there's a far more significant thing, I suppose, in this, and that no playoff now and promotion, and also momentum heading into the Ulster Senior World Championship.
Well, that's what it is, you know, as from the very start of the season, like, we've been building all the way through, and we've been looking at performances and trying to get players sort of back on track, and we're building at the right time, you know, and there's still another couple of players maybe to come in and sort of get back on their feet. So, no, it's a big game for us today, because with Championship in 3 weeks' time, we're up to 2B now, and you know, we are exactly where we want to be, and that's down to the hard work of the players.
There's no tougher ask probably than Antrim as well, but I suppose at least you've the momentum, and they'll have momentum having the league final of their own today, win or lose as well, so it keeps the games ticking over, but April for a Championship, it's not ideal.
It's not ideal, like, but that's what we're used to, and that's the way we play, and hurling in the north, maybe sometimes you just get used to these things, and you have to accept it rather than be feeling downbeat about it. We've Antrim next week in the Ulster Championship, but listen, we're going to be realistic with that game, that's a day out for us, but we're